I thought about fostering for a really long time before committed myself to being a foster carer, and when I did, though I kicked myself for taking so long to do it, the feeling I got was overwhelming. Before becoming a foster carer, I'd asked myself whether I was going to be suitable as a single mother, having children of my own, who have been used to receiving all my love and attention. Be that as it may, fostering was something I had felt passionate about and wanted to look after and care for children that are less fortunate than my own. When we welcomed our first child into our home, I asked my daughter if she was unhappy with the introduction of another child into our home. I was worried that she was not comfortable and did not want to share her family with someone else, but with a smile on her face she said, "No, Mom, we are doing something go." I am now in my second year as a foster carer and the journey has been amazing. Giving the love and care and support to other children makes me so proud and happy to make a difference to the child's life, be it big or small. Sometimes it can be challenging if the children have never had proper love and care, so they don't know what is right or wrong or how they should feel. But for me, I have treated the children no differently than my own family, and they have learned what a normal family life should be like. Hopefully, when these children have their own children and families in later life, they can show them the way to proper love, care, and happiness.